Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Jumbo. Hello, everybody. Jumbo is hello. I am your host, Jasari's Love, of the Jasari's Love Show, and I am so excited, as always, to be here to share with you my thoughts, my experiences, pass on some vital information I think you may need. And just overall, just grateful to be here, to be alive and healthy and well today in my right mind and able to move pretty freely about. So I'm grateful for that. I want to take a moment to thank the Blog Talk Radio for this platform and also my husband, Baba Sitawi Jahi, for creating Home-Based Business 101, in which you can find him at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday mornings. And also this Victoria Falk of the same platform on Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And myself at 12 o'clock noon on Fridays Eastern Standard Time, the Jasari's Love Show. Also, we have Ms. Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministries. She's on a separate platform, the Christian platform, and you can find her at different times. Just look her up. And also, you can catch up with her on her Facebook. Look for Kim Williams and look for Love Truth Ministries. Love Truth Ministries. Very exciting, very dedicated ministry. So we have a lot of different things that are going on, and we want you to be able to catch these different things and this information, these reports, sharing of information and ideas. Again, welcome, Karibu, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. And as you know, my main topic is peace. The Jasari's Love is audacious love. It's a very deep love. It's my commitment to love and peace and people working together in harmony with a cooperative attitude. And in some cultures, that comes very easy because it starts at the top and it's been handed down to work in peace and love and cooperatively, you know, through the centuries. And in some, it's hard. It's work to be able to, on a daily basis, think in a positive, loving, calm, peaceful, cooperative, harmonious way. It takes extra thought because in our society, in the Western society over here, particularly in America, not so much as, I'm not going to say Western society as far as South America is concerned, but in the United States, we are bombarded with so many things that encourage a negative way of thinking and encourage violence as a positive solution to things. And unfortunately, it encourages rude and crass behavior as the norm, as being okay, as you got it going on when you can be rude and mean and violent and bully. And so, you know, I have to speak about that, I have to speak out against that, because one of the problems that we're having in Western culture is that people have been told for various reasons not to speak out. You know, some people believe that it's not an African-American situation that we need to speak out. Oh, no, let other people talk about that. You know, the what's happening in our ecology. Oh, let other people talk about climate change. Let other people argue about that. But we're on this planet. And we will be affected. Our children will be affected, and our children's children will be affected. So whatever's going on, we either have to speak out about it or take action. You don't always have to speak. I applaud my brothers and sisters or whatever ethnicity you are when you just do what you have to do. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. You don't have to get up and speak. I remember one gentleman he's a congressman. He was saying that after Congress came back together, he was going to push for impeachment. I didn't think it was necessary to say it. Just do it. Just do it. Spend the energy just doing it, especially the impeachment of this number 45. He needs to go. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. No, we have had, it is true, we've had presidents in the past that they were a headache too. I mean, you know, quite a few of the people we've had leading this country have not really met up to the needs of this country and the needs of the world. They maybe a lot of reasons for that. They come into office. Maybe some have good intentions, but they lose their way based on politics and a bag of tricks and the PACs and the lobbying and big business and big corporations and other ghost politics going on behind our back, you know. So, you know, President Kennedy spoke about that, those things going on behind our back, you know, ghost politics. And so, you know, we have to just know what's going on, but we have to believe that we have the right to speak, even if there are forces that are going to try to shut us up. We still have to speak until there's no more breath left to speak. I am in a multi-level marketing company, and we were, you know, encouraged not to speak for business purposes. So this is my message to my multi-level marketing, I guess you could say, customers. If you do not like what I have to say and if you don't think I have the right to say it, you do not have to purchase from me, seriously. If you think for some reason I don't have the right to speak my mind and that, you know, you have to agree with everything, because Lord only knows, I don't know anything about you and your lifestyle, and I might very well disagree with you too, but I have the right to speak it, and so do you. And then we go ahead and buy the dress and the pair of shoes and the travel luggage or whatever else we want, because we're not going to agree with everyone, but Lord only knows, we need to be able to speak. There are 15 billion people participating in different things. I know one show alone that I look at, and I look at The Walking Dead. There's 15, I think it was a billion people, a million people, maybe it was a million people. I got to look at the statistics again. Anyway, it's a whole lot of people. If it's 15 million, that's a lot. Imagine 15 million people not saying what they thought, what they felt. How crazy is that? That is just crazy. That makes no sense. So in my opinion, speak. Now, yes, we want to do our homework before we speak, especially on a platform like this. And, yes, we should always think before we speak at any time that we go to speak, because we need to think about what we're saying and why we are saying. What is the purpose? What is it supposed to do for the person that I'm speaking to and for myself? Am I just speaking to hear myself speak? So that's important also. What is the purpose? Why are you speaking? I want to say this a second, because I definitely want to, as I'm speaking, thank those of you who have taken the time out in your lunch break to 12 o'clock noon to listen to me, and all the listeners of Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio does not endorse what we're saying. This is a free platform for us to speak our mind. And but I want to thank all the listeners of this particular show, Home-Based Business 101, the Just Sorry Love Show. But it's critical that we do our homework and we stop and we read things, a variety of things. I know some people just read one thing. You cannot get a perspective on life if you don't even know what's going on in the world. You have to hold your head up and get some newspapers and get on the internet and get out into the community, get out into the world, ask other people. Somebody may have came back from a foreign country. Ask them, what was it like there? And, you know, it's kind of funny because sometimes I ask people that, and all they did was party the whole time. They don't even know what was going on in the place they were at. They have no idea of the hardships that people have in these places like Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands and all these islands, Cuba and all these different places. They don't have any idea. They just go there to party. And they don't really care until a storm comes through and they can't go there anymore. It is so sad, the amount of people who only care about being able to get on the cruise ship and cruise. I've read articles where people say it didn't matter to them whether they got off to went to the island, because they just got on the cruise ship to cruise. How selfish that is. So you're saying if the island disappeared, it wouldn't matter to you. was because you weren't getting off the cruise ship to spend any money on those islands, so it didn't matter to you. But what if the area of water just stayed so volatile that you couldn't even cruise on your cruise ship? What about that? What if the weather stayed so bad that you couldn't even get on a cruise ship? People don't think about those things. It's always me, 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 I, and how you can get around something so you can still have your fun. No concern with what's really going on in the rest of the world. So two things that I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about being able to speak, and I'm talking about having some feelings and compassion for your fellow man and woman. What happened to the compassion? What happened to that compassion? See, the compassion that you have is going to make a difference 30 to 50 years from now. If you have grandchildren or nieces and nephews, or if your best friend has children, because some of you don't have children, but you might have a best friend that has a child, and you may be their godmother, or you may have somebody in your family has children. You may be the auntie. See, so is there someone on the planet that you care about? We'll take it to another level. What about the Creator himself? What about God? Do you care that whether or not we've been good custodians to the planet that the Creator has left us to be responsible for? When he left it in our hands, it was fine. The water was nice and crystal clear and healthy. The land was healthy. The soil, it was yielding. If we follow God's laws, my sister Kim Williams always talks about that, how you're supposed to take care of the farmland. She's not even a farmer, and she knows about how to take care of the farmland to read the Bible. And I'm saying that to say, what on earth do you care about? I mean, really, just stop for a minute. I know you're busy. You're driving. You're driving and texting, which you shouldn't be doing anyway. You're driving, texting, or you're on the phone, or you're typing. You're doing like 10 things, but guess what? You're not doing anything. You're wasting time. Stop for a minute and participate in a thought process about what is happening to the world that the Creator has allowed you and blessed you to live on. Peace, whether it's a healthy environment, is the water healthy? What's happening with our weather? Is there some type of strange phenomenon happening? Or is there some man-made things that are causing these phenomena, like fracking, or somebody seasoning the clouds, or making these hurricanes do what they do? Someone conjuring up something. They don't like for you to use that word, but that's, you know, what it actually is when somebody creates that type of disaster. So what's going on? We got one place where we got too much water, and another place we don't have enough because we have fires. I mean, come on now. And it all breaks down to economics at a certain point. Where there's fire, you need water. But if you don't have the money to pay for the water, then you don't get the water for to put the fire out. But then over in another part, you have too much water. And that can almost teach you where you could go in and just suck up some of that water and dump it on the fire. Now, I know you have to be careful because you don't want to dump toxic water on the fire. And you really may have a worse fire. So I'm talking about maybe ocean water or river water. I don't know. But the main thing I'm talking about is peace and a sense of responsibility to the planet and to the future, and the right to speak on that, and the responsibility to care about it. Because at the end of the day, when we have people, whether they're presidents, so we've had a couple of them, who actually have said or shown in various ways that they don't care about the future. They don't care about the next generation. And it's a very ignorant, irresponsible statement. And the reality is, it's just only through the grace of God that they're even allowed to exist and be on this planet and enjoy whatever it is that they enjoy. If they enjoyed a steak yesterday, if they enjoy wearing an Armani suit, if they enjoy jet setting around this country, they had that opportunity. If they enjoy taking in that next breath of air, if they enjoy sitting in their garden, they had that opportunity, but yet they're saying that they don't care that other people do. I want to also take a minute or two just to talk about Puerto Rico and how can our president not do what he's supposed to do for a territory of the United States of America. It's really gross negligence. It's insanity. Whether they owe money for something or they're in debt for something. So what does that have to do with anything? You know, at one point in time, the world is in debt to each other for something. There's a community somewhere that's in debt to another community for something. Maybe the state of, I don't know what you call it, Puerto Rico is a territory. Maybe they should declare bankruptcy like Trump has done. I mean, really. Maybe that could be a solution for them. But in the meantime, to deny clean water, food, clothing, fuel, tools to rebuild to other people anywhere in the world is evil, it's criminal, it's hateful, it's just not even a human way to be. It's not a human way to be. We have people who are caring more for their dogs and pets, and that's another issue, too. I've read where, I saw on the news yesterday where the people that were hurt by Harvey, if they don't claim their pets by a certain time, that the dogs may be sold or given to someone else. How crazy is this stuff? First of all, you've been displaced because of a storm. You were separated from your animal, your pet. Your pet can't come into the shelter. So, you know, but everyone was saying, not everyone, but the people who love pets and people who are into the pet thing, oh, you know, we're going to rescue the pet. Okay, you rescued the pet. Did you not know that it may be difficult for these people to not only find, get their living quarters together, but to be able to feed another mouth and take care of a pet? They have themselves, they have their maybe parents and grandparents, aunties, their own children, maybe infant babies to take care of. And they don't even have a place for themselves and their family, let alone a pet. So, you know, it's all these different issues of being mean to people when they're at their lowest. And it seems to be the American way. And it's sad. So I want to leave that area for a while. I kind of just wanted to express my sorrow and my sadness about such uncaring people who have been so blessed, because President Trump, yes, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His dad did give him X amount of millions of dollars to get started with. And he shows his gratitude for having this way of life by stepping on other people who are not as fortunate as he is. You know, well, excuse me, strike that. I won't say fortunate. Who just did not receive what he received, because I don't know if that's being fortunate when you receive that and you don't even have a clue of how you could use it to benefit society when it's just all about you, your family, your gold faucet, your playing Trump Towers. I have been in Trump Towers. If you have never been in there, don't waste your time going. There's nothing to go see, but a lot of overpriced clothing. It's ridiculous. But I've been there, okay? I went there years ago when I was up in New York traveling about. And I'm glad I didn't buy a darn thing out of there. So that he didn't get any richer off of me. But that's how I feel. And I think that not only should we express how we feel, but we should be on committees to do something about making change. We have to make change in the world that we live in. We have to work to change our constitution. It is an unconstitutional constitution. It doesn't make sense, and not just because of today, but it never made sense because it's not inclusive. It's about a group of people who were strong enough and smart enough to get together to create their own little group to take control of the ideas that they wanted this country to have, which was a smart move on their part. Somebody had to take control of this thing called the New Land, America, or whatever it is it was labeled back then, the colonies or whatever. Somebody had to do it. And they did that. However, it needs to be redone because now there are so many different types of people in this country, and African Americans have been here since the very beginning. We're not considered a full human being. We have always been 100% human beings, in case you hadn't noticed. And so we have to have a voice, a big voice, along with the Native Americans, about what goes on in this country and other people who were already here. The area that's now known as Texas, there were Mexicans living there. They need to have just as much of a voice. They were already here. They're not aliens. They were already here. So we need to look at that and stop being so hateful. And so many of the people that came into this country later of different descent, you need to be questioning whether or not you're welcome here. That's the truth of the matter. And there seems to be different people who are welcome. If you come from European countries, you're more welcome than if you come from an African country, or if you come from Cuba, or if you come from Haiti. There's this picking and choosing who, you know, we want to have in a country that, according to where the Statue of Liberty is in Ellis Island, everyone is supposed to be welcome here with open arms. Okay, so enough on that part of that subject. I'm going to kind of go off just a little bit. First of all, again, I want to thank the listening audience. And I'm not going to make this much longer, actually. I don't even feel like talking a lot today. But the main thing that I just want to say is we all have to take the time to think. And that's important. We have a God-given right to think. And we actually have a God-given right to live in freedom. And we have the God-given right to speak and to express ourselves. We have to put some controls on it personally. We have to have self-control because we shouldn't be calling people SOBs because they have a different opinion. And we do not have to be violent because someone has a different opinion. However, we do have to be careful because if that different opinion is, let's say, the Nazi belief, or if it is the actions that those people have taken, then we have to be really aware of that, and we have to pay close attention. We have to do something to defend certain things because it is very important. We cannot encourage any type of a Hitler-type attitude to roam freely, you know, without putting that in check. So what I'm saying has a lot of ways of looking at it. We want to, as much as possible, work in peace, but only power, as the brother said the other day, concedes power. And if people are trying to take over and control your ability to be free, then you have to defend that. You have to defend your ability to be free. You have to defend that. Now, I want to speak on the two people threatening to push the button. You have, you know, I think he's the president or premier of North Korea, and then you have President Trump. And the only thing I want to say about that is there's no way we're going to have peace when we have this constant threat of one threatening the other. And because we have these, you know, weapons of mass destruction, nuclear warheads and things like that that exist on the planet, then it's only natural that everybody wants to be the one that has one, because we live in a society where there are quite a few people who, if you've got something, I want to have something better. If you've got something that's menacing, this other party wants to have something menacing too. And when it comes to world powers, no one wants to be the little guy who has nothing, because you see yourself being obliterated from the face of the earth. And it's all happening because of ego edging God out. Somebody wanted to be the big guy and be the one who puts their chest out and says, I can, you know, they can blow so-and-so away. So when we look at this and we really study it, there are so many children who get expelled and suspended from school for bullying and fighting and threatening. But yet at the top of what we call the leadership of our countries, our nations, our territories, this is the conversation. Threats of fighting. All of those skills that we go to school for, I mean, there are people who go to colleges and universities to study diplomacy, which our president did not go to school for, by the way, to study. He needed to have gone to school to study diplomacy. We need that. We need those skills. One of the things that we can demand as a people, and we can demand as United States citizens, is that in order to become a president of the United States, you have to have courses in diplomacy. You have to have classes in peace. You have to have classes in negotiations. You have to travel the world and get to learn, understand different cultures and respect them. And you really have to, you don't have to agree with everybody, but you have to at least respect and understand and know the history behind why different people in different parts of the world have different thought processes, and try to find a way to work through that. And that goes for both sides, whether it's, you know, if it's North Korean, if it's the Afghanistan people, if it's China, if it's whoever it is, if it's the UK, if it's France, whoever you are in your leadership, diplomacy, the ability to think, the ability to look at masses of people and try to work things out. But because there's been so much violence, probably since the Industrial Revolution and even before that, I mean, the violence that caused this country to be created, when, you know, violence causes more violence. This country has been created on violence. Violence against the Native Americans, and then it kept on going. It kept on going, you know, across this country, killing off Native Americans, over to Hawaii, all of stuff going on simultaneously around the world. And so now we, you know, it's hard to backpedal, but at some point we have to put our egos down, and we have to make a decision to change and say it's time for a new attitude. One of peace, one of working together with other people in the world to save the world, to save humanity, to save the next tree, to rebuild the soil, to clean up the air. Because all the fighting, and you keep fighting and you keep blowing things up and you keep causing so much destruction, not being able to look at it and see that there's not a lot of planet that's going to be left to do anything with if you are hurting it. If you're hurting it, what do you have? Unless the powers to be have someplace else that they can go live. I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they already have a spaceship that can take them someplace and leave the rest of us here on the planet that they have deliberately neglected and hurt and destroyed and depleted the soil and hurt the air and foul the water up, you know, really. And so it has to be addressed. We have to speak on it. We have to take action. We have to protest. We have to call it what it is. We have to study. We have to learn. We have to read. some things we are, I don't believe I'm going to understand, because the disagreements between groups of people, clashes in different countries, and all the history behind that, even getting to the truth of that is just so difficult. What is the truth? So maybe at the end of the day, we have to say this here. You know what? We really don't know what the truth is. There's so many things that cloud us in history and all. What is the truth of who hit who did what, who dropped the ball, why did they do this, what happened before that? That we need a clean slate. We need to start fresh. We need to start fresh with this. How can I treat you? How can I treat you from this point forward? From this moment forward, let's work to do things better. From this moment forward, the two of us, the 500 of us, let us work together to help the planet be better, to help our people be fed, to make sure our people are clothed, to make sure our people have quality air, good quality air to breathe. How about from this moment going forward, let's make changes that can benefit everyone involved. So that would mean a lot of forgiveness for everybody, for the entire planet, everybody. And that's, you know, everybody. And let's just be honest. I know people are laughing, falling out their seats. Oh, here's another one of those people wanting utopia. Yes, I will continue to want a utopia, because you have to at least want it. You have to aim for the moon, and maybe you'll fall on a couple of stars. But if you don't even aim for the best, for the most, then you'll never get it. If you just settle for the way things are, then that's what we will get. But I'm reaching really, really high. I'm really reaching really, really deep. I'm stretching my arms really, really wide. I'm asking you, the president, the presidents of the world, to go a lot deeper and to expect more of yourselves as leaders, to expect more of yourselves, because you've reached the level of being the leader of thousands and millions of people of your country, and you're seen throughout the world. And it should be more important to you about being the best that you can be and being one that brings forth goodness, as opposed to being a bully, of being a tough guy, of being the one that showed everybody what you could do to control other people. But how you could talk to someone and sit down and say, look, let's get a pad and paper, or if you got to get a computer thing, whatever you got to do with modern techniques, knowledge, and I'm talking about tweeting now, people. I'm talking about sitting down with a computer or sitting down with a pen and pad and say, okay, what do your people need? What is it that our country has done that's made you so angry? What do we need to rectify that? And if it cannot be rectified, then how can we take our intelligence that we are, because I do believe that we want to think that we're intelligent. The person's not that intelligent. You can't go around thinking you're stupid. So you say to yourself, what can we do to take things in the right direction for our two countries? And then how can we also make sure that things will go well for just a relationship between North Korea and South Korea? And it's the same thing in your neighborhood with two people. How can we make this better? How can we go forward in peace and love and understanding? Or maybe there is no love, but you have peace and you have respect, and for some people, there will be love because some people just love humanity. But consciously, intentionally, being man enough, being strong enough to say, I want to sit down and talk with you, and I'm asking you, can we sit down and talk and figure this out for the benefit of our country? What are we arguing about anyway? Well, what is your complaint? And let us see how this can be fixed. And if you have to bring in British and France and Spain, but they too have to come to the table with, okay, there were some errors made. How can we make this better? Now, what happens if you can't make it better? If somebody on either party is so bitter that they don't want to negotiate, then all I can say is that you got to keep trying. You got to keep trying. Because pushing the button is not a choice. It's not an alternative. Again, as I said in another time that I was speaking, when a button gets pushed, the people who push the button, they don't suffer physically or emotionally. The button gets pushed and bombs and things get dropped on innocent people who may not even know the name of people who push the button. So remote, removed from the situation, where they live it, there may not even be TVs and radios that they can keep up with this kind of news. And then everybody on either side claps, woo, 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 they dropped or whatever. But the point is, the people who push these buttons, the people who send people off to war, usually do not fight that war. I know we've had some presidents who have fought in battle. And even that's not really necessarily good. We need people who come from a more peace-loving background. Peace is going to want peace. Fighters, the only thing they know is how to fight. Negotiators, they know how to negotiate. Compassionate people know how to be compassionate. And sometimes we have to take a look at ourselves and say, I'm going to have to make a change in myself. Not for this lobbyist group over here, not for this big PAC group over here that paid for me to be the President of the United States, or not for this other party over here that's pushing me, but for myself, for me. I need to want to be a better person, and I need to figure out what's going on between our two countries, because I'm the leader of my country, so therefore I need to be concerned and want to figure out what's going on, how did we get where we are, and if we can change how we got where we are, then what do we need to do to make tomorrow in this world a better place? I think that's what Michael Jackson said. A better place for me and you. A better place for the human race. Hey, Michael Jackson wrote a whole bunch of songs on that. So, as John Lennon said, you know, he had a song on Imagine. And I'm going to say this again. I know there are people out here who are doubters. Sad for you. Sad. But imagine a place where people enjoyed getting along and helping each other. And it didn't matter what nationality you were or what religious background you were. If there's an earthquake, we ran to the other person's rescue. If there's a hurricane, we ran. We moved everything out of the way to help you. We didn't give excuses. There were just absolutely no excuses because we knew we can get it done. Because we care so much for our fellow human being, that we would do all that we could possibly do to make their quality of life the best that it could be. This is the Jasari's Love Show. This is Cynthia Jaheen. I'm about to sign off. Again, I want to thank you, my listening audience. I hope that you can delve into this here, the psychology of love, the psychology of peace, the psychology of intentionally, consciously wanting to be a more loving, peaceful human being. The psychology of listening, the psychology of compassionately negotiating so that it's a win-win situation in everything you do for everyone that's involved and affected. It's a Sarge Love Show. Love is deep, y'all. Love is high. Love is wide. Love, it requires a lot of responsibility and a lot of action, a lot of working together. Love starts with you. It spreads out through your family, your friends, your associates, your community, your nation, and the world. And sometimes we have to stop and just ask ourselves, am I operating from love or am I operating from ego and selfishness? At any given time, am I operating from love or am I operating from selfishness and my ego? Is it me, 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 But as Michael Jackson has always said, it's man in the mirror. You look in the mirror. What man in the mirror are you? What woman in the mirror are you? So again, this is the Jasari's Love Show. I want to wish you love. I want to wish you peace. I normally would give out my gift. I'm not going to do that today. I just want to concentrate on having you leave with this message. For those of you who are doubters, who can't see the world being peaceful, who just always see war, then ask yourself, why is your thinking so limited and so sad and so negative? Just ask yourself that. Don't be afraid now. Don't be afraid. You know, think about it for a second. Or ask yourself, are you afraid to ask yourself why, what is wrong with wanting and believing you can have peace, harmony, and love? Ask yourself, why can't we have it? What is preventing it? And ask yourself, what can you do in your everyday exchange with other people to bring some peace, some love, harmony, cooperativeness, for positive things to the situation? This is the Jasari's Love Show, part of the Home Based Business 101. Again, Sundays, 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, Baba Jaheen. Mondays at 3 o'clock, Victoria Falk. On Fridays, Jasari's Love, 12 o'clock noon. On a separate platform, a Christian platform, you can get Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministries. I need to write down all her times, but just look on her Facebook page, and it'll take you to the Love Truth Ministries. And you'll be able to find, you know, when she's doing these different programming. She does a Facebook Live, I believe. That's 7 o'clock on Tuesday mornings. But the best thing to do is to go right to her Facebook page, and it's Love Truth Ministries. Look for that under Kim Williams. And just look for some love in your own heart, in your own life. Just ask, can you have some love, some peace to be given to you in the form of compassion, patience, calmness, listening? The best way to get it, I can give you a couple of hints, is when you can get quiet, when you can take your time and go for a nice nature walk and just take your time and really look at the trees and really the beauty of what the Creator gave us in the streams, the water, the little stream that may be going past you as you walk on this nature hike. Look at the birds. Just enjoy them and see how beautiful they look, how beautiful they sound. Especially early in the morning, they're absolutely awesome. And the colors and the peacefulness of all of that. And being still, being quiet. When you go for your walk, just take yourself. You know, this is not the time to put the phone away. This is the time not to be on the phone, not to have music playing. You can't really understand what it is that pushing the button will destroy until you experience peace and quiet and the beauty of just what is, just what is. And once you can appreciate the beauty of just what is, just the blue sky and the clear air and the trees and the green grass, the birds, the bees, maybe you'll see a squirrel or whatever, wherever you live at, maybe a chimpanzee, maybe an armadillo, wherever you live at, whatever type of animal, maybe it's a brown bear, black bear, polar bear, maybe it's a peacock, I don't know, in your area where you see tigers and giraffes and elephants. I don't know wherever you live at, butterflies. We don't have that many butterflies in America. I see them more in the European countries. So, you know, if you see some butterflies, I'm talking about all the different blue and the pink butterflies and the clear ones and the red ones and the orange ones, how beautiful the teeth. The Creator gave us so much teeth. And when you see how the pigs and the chickens and the horses and the goats and the sheep all get along, and when you see how the giraffe and the elephant and the zebra and the wildebeest, they all go to that water to get some water. Yeah, they got to watch out for the crocodile. But there's a lot of animals that work in harmony and peace. And see, when you see that, and you say to yourself, wow, what can I do? Is it possible? Am I willing to be a person to work in my daily life with my family? Am I even peaceful to my wife or my husband or my children or my grandchildren? Do I want to? And if I don't, if I'm not, why am I not bringing peace and love and harmony? What is the reason? If you're a mean person, ask yourself, why am I mean? Ask yourself, why are you mean? Why do you do mean things to people? Ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, what would it take for me to change? What would it take to change? And how your one change can affect your family, your children, your wife, husband, whoever you are, your community, the store that you go to where you buy your gas, and saying, hello, good morning, good afternoon, may I have, you know, $10 of gas on pump 10. Just different, you know. Hi to the waitresses. Hello to the people at McDonald's. Just being different. Driving a little slower, a little bit more carefully. Being more courteous to the people on the road as you drive. Even if everybody else is taking the right way, it doesn't even bother you. You don't even have to argue that. Okay, great. I'm going to look you out so you can, you know, get into the flow of traffic. You'd be surprised how little acts of kindness, Oprah Winfrey talks about it all the time, those little acts of kindness can even make you feel better about yourself, your family, your day, your life, this creation. Maybe even appreciate the creation if you don't even appreciate it. Maybe that will give you some appreciation. That's your Starry Love Show. Thank you so much. You've been a great audience. Signing off. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.